And Senators Pat Roberts and Jay Rockefeller join us now. They are respectively the Republican chair and Democratic vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, which issued today's report. Thanks to you both for being with us.
Well, thank you, Melissa. It's my privilege, and I'm sure it's Jay's as well.
It is.
I want to ask you first about what seems to be a sharp difference between the two of you on this question of pressure, the question of were intelligence analysts pressured by Bush administration officials to exaggerate the Iraqi threat, to come up with a justification for war. Senator Roberts, what's your conclusion about that?
Well, I would urge people to read the report. The report indicates there's no pressure, but I think, to be fair, that there are members of the committee, and I'll let Jay speak for himself, that feel that repetitive questioning represents a kind of pressure. It is my view that the policymakers on a routine basis ask very repetitive questions, just like we do in the Congress of various witnesses. And there are those of us, like myself, who I think that the pressure was routine. We had an IG, an inquiry after this, and the IG said there was hammering and repetitive questioning, which I agree that's probably the case. But then he summed up and said he doesn't think that it represented any undue pressure. And that was the opinion of our staff.
It has been reported that Vice President Cheney did make numerous trips, or at least several trips, to the CIA before the war to question analysts about intelligence. You would say that that's routine. That would not be unwarranted in this case.
Well, I would hope he would go there. We are in the midst of a global war on terrorism. He's a former Secretary of Defense. He is probably, other than the former CIA Director George Tenet and the Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld, the point person in regards to policy making, advising the president. I see nothing strange in going over to the CIA. Again, the critics of that think that when the vice president shows up, obviously there's a lot of pressure. I think some even referred to it as a climate of fear. I've never met anybody that feared, Dick Cheney. But I don't see anything out of the ordinary of that. I'm very happy that he went.
Senator Rockefeller, you issued what essentially is a stinging dissent to your own report that you signed on to, a unanimous report. You say that the pressure by the administration on the intelligence community was in fact intense. What's the evidence of that, do you think?
There was disagreement within the committee about this whole subject, but this question about pressure was something that we just, on a policy basis, flatly disagreed on, and that can happen. If the pressure didn't change the result in a particular instance of the analysis, it doesn't mean that the pressure wasn't there. Repetitive questioning may not change the result of the analysis, but it doesn't mean that the pressure isn't there. In other words, it's the environment. It's the total environment. The ombudsman in the CIA, whose whole job is to sort of hear the complaints and the worries and the angst of the folks that work there, many of whom are analysts, and he said that in his 32 years of being in the CIA, he'd never seen so many people coming to him complaining about pressure, and he said people were really hammered on. And there's another. There was an email at one point which was, I felt important. One senior analyst wrote another and said, "Look, if you want to write an analysis of that, go ahead. But the powers that be, which was all capitalized, or the big boys, or whatever it was all capitalized, i.e., the decision makers, have already made up their mind they're going to go to war. So you go ahead and write that analysis if you want to, but I don't think it's going to make a lot of difference." And I'm sorry, but I really do believe that there was an enormous amount of pressure. There was pressure on George Tenet with respect to whether there was a relationship between al-Qaeda and Iraq and Saddam Hussein.
Was the effect, do you think, if that pressure existed, did it change the analysis? Did it magnify the threat that Iraq posed?
Well, my view is that the facts ultimately didn't make the difference. The president, many of the people around him, virtually immediately after 9/11, had made up their mind they were going to go to war.
Senators, both of you voted to authorize the war against Iraq in October of 2002, and I wonder, looking back, in light of what you know now, would your vote be any different? Senator Roberts first.
I really don't know. I think it's hard to look back, 2020 hindsight, 2 years ago, I know Dr. David Kaye, who looked for the weapons of mass destruction and reported to the Intelligence Committee, the Armed Services Committee, said in many ways Iraq was a more dangerous state because it had become a clearinghouse or a grand central station for weapons of mass destruction as opposed to what we knew or thought we knew in regards to Saddam Hussein. I don't think there's any question but the world is a better place. Certainly Iraq, over the long term, if we can achieve stability, is a better place. There are 500,000 people that he murdered. I think he did pose a threat to regional stability. One thing the CIA did get right was that he had the missile capability to go over 150 kilometers that would endanger Israel. So I can't tell you. I think the war would have been fought a little differently if that argument had been paramount as opposed to the imminent danger of the WMD.
And if I'm hearing you right, you're saying you're not sure whether you would have voted to authorize the war, knowing now.
I think it's very difficult to go back in time. As a matter of fact, I think we've got 8 or 9 investigations ongoing right now with intelligence and the war and on Iraq. We've got the 9/11 Commission. We immediately turned our report over to yet another independent commission. We have the President's Foreign Policy Advisory Board. We have the IGs of all the services taking lessons learned. On and on and on. And I think we have about reached the point here where we ought to quit looking in the rearview mirror with 2020 hindsight. And as Jay and I have promised to do, really try to initiate credible reforms that will make a difference and finish up on phase two.
Senator Rockefeller, I'm going to ask you to look in that rearview mirror. Would your vote to authorize the war have been the same?
No, I would not. I would have voted against it. And I've said that for a long time publicly. Once I came to understand that the intelligence that underlay the weapons of mass destruction and the so-called terrorist threat factor, the relationship between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein and 9/11, which was, you know, the attack on 9/11, which was being pushed by the administration. The intelligence backed none of that up, and once I came to understand that, I understood that my vote was wrong. And what I regret is that I think that had we all had that information back then, the decision to go to war in Iraq would not have been made, and we would have been spending our concentration on doing the right work in Afghanistan, and most important of all, taking on the war on terrorism, which is what we're going to have to live with for the next 30 or 40 years.
Gentlemen, thanks to you both.
Okay, thank you, Melissa.
Thanks, Melissa.
Senator Pat Roberts, Republican of Kansas, and Senator Jay Rockefeller, Democrat of West Virginia. They're the chair and vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, which issued its report on pre-war intelligence today.